his first book, Way of the Peaceful Journey, and go onto his website. There's a lot of information there. I want to introduce someone from our local area, and she's from Las Gatas, and her name is Mary Ellen Divine, and she's an angel whose wings keep growing, believe me. And Mary Ellen, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I met you, I don't know how many years ago. Your children were toddlers. How old are they now, your boys?
They're teenagers, 16 and 14.
Wow. So it was well over 10 years ago when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And you had just started off on your journey, and when I started getting your newsletters, I just can't believe how far you've flown on your journey. And so your website is Angelic Journeys, is that correct?
AngelicJourneys.com, yes.
And I love what it says under Angelic Journeys. It says, embrace your inner priestess, illuminate your true brilliance. Boy, you walk your talk, because you've done that yourself.
When I made that new banner recently, I just really felt the importance of, you know, let it all out. Show our authenticity. And I, you know, had a little something about, do I put that, embrace your inner priestess? And I thought, no, you know, the people who will resonate with me, the people that I'm here to serve, will understand that. And so, it's been a great journey, actually.
Well, you have a newsletter, you have webinars, you teach classes. I just can't believe all that you're doing. And the next class that you're, well, actually, you're a gifted healer, and you're a guide to many. So you're the people that you've helped, you've opened doors for. I mean, it's incredible. And your next webinar is, you want to tell about that? It's coming up. When
sure.
is it coming up?
Sure. It starts February 20th, and it's a six-week teleprogram where it's called Tap Into Your Soul's Calling. And it is all about, shall I just kind of tell what it's about?
Yes,
or did you want to ask the question?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell about.
It is really about where there's so many of us who we have that calling of our soul to share our gifts with the world, you know, especially now. You know, we're feeling that pull to get out there in an even bigger way, whether it's our art, whether it's our music, whether it's our teachings, our messages, our guiding, our mentoring, our coaching, our healing, whatever it is that is our true brilliance that we are here to share and uplift and serve the world with. And so this program is all about where we so often then go into fear and doubt about that. Whether it's, you know, doubting ourselves or going into fear about, you know, oh, but if I do this sort of work, that's my soul's calling, you know, oh, what if I'm not successful? And then the deeper fear is, oh, my gosh, what if I am successful? You know, where we have those sorts of things that really work us and they hinder our progress. You know, we find that we're doing all the steps to, you know, make a business of this, and why aren't we getting farther than we think we should? You know, what we have these fears and beliefs and doubts that kind of get in our way, and we just need to release and clear those, you know, get them out of the way. Oftentimes we just go into overwhelm. So it's when we release that, it's where that is what's muddying up the vision. So we can then have clarity. So in this six-week program, we each call is going through many of the different things that we all go through, you know, just using the tool EFT, I call it angelic EFT because I always call in the angels and have that energy there, and usually they're guiding me and the process, and where we are working on releasing much of those different things that can come up for us, and then replacing it with better thoughts, better beliefs, you know, having trust, having confidence, having that knowing that we are here to be doing this work, and being in that place, you know, standing tall in our power, in our true brilliance, in our sacred feminineness, you know, calling on that inner priestess that's within us. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, it's like we just had Dan Millman with us, and he said, take out the garbage. I mean, take out all that garbage, that doubt.
Yes.
Well, I really like what you're saying on your website. You're saying replenish your spirit. And I don't think we don't take out time to really think how to replenish our spirit. You know, it's so heartwarming to realize that we can really replenish our spirit and awaken maybe new areas within our spirit and just bring life to it in ways we never thought possible.
Yes, exactly. Whether it's, you know, what is your soul craving? Are you craving, you know, more peace and calm at times, or are you craving more joy? Are you craving fun? Are you craving more purpose? You know, there's so many aspects of our lives to tap into.
And it's kind of like the ocean and waves that go in and go out, because sometimes I really crave to be alone, and then other times I need to go out and meet people and be involved with groups. So it's like listening to our soul.
Yeah.
So do you coach people other than your webinars? I mean, do you have workshops, live workshops, and do you coach individuals?
Excuse me. Yes, I do. I have private coaching programs where it's one-on-one, where this particular program is a group program, and what's really nice with some of the past participants, once you go through that, and if they feel they'd like to go deeper, then we can do the one-on-one coaching program. I have 3-month programs, 6-month programs, where then we meet, and then we're like onions. You know, we just go through each layer of the onion. As soon as we can clear one layer, then we can look at what's underneath that, and just really getting to just a wonderful place, you know, where we oftentimes have things going on in our lives, whether it's with our gifts, you know, we're trying to make a business of our gifts, and we go into overwhelm. But then perhaps then we have something going on with our life. You know, maybe like me, I'm a mother. You know, I've had in the past had to, you know, really work on myself with the tapping and all the feelings of guilt, you know, of I need to spend enough time with, am I spending enough time with my children, you know, that sort of thing. So we have so many layers to us that can just block us, get in our way. So, yes, I have those, as well as I've taught different workshops on angels and sacred ceremony. Just I like to blend a lot of it together. You know, as you mentioned, Paula, how through these past however many years, you know, I have evolved. Like you were talking, I was listening in when you were talking with Dan Millman, and we do evolve. You know, my work has evolved as I started as an angel therapy practitioner and then you know, learn this and learn that, and I'm just always learning and trying different modalities, And it's gotten to the point now where I am blending all of that in my coaching and in my teachings, and to just really help people, and especially women, to get out there and shine their beautiful light on the world, you know, and just what's going to make their heart and soul sing.
There probably are some listeners out there that don't know what EFT is. Could you explain that?
Sure. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and it is a very simple thing to do, and it's getting much more mainstream. They're using it in hospitals and helping people with even like veterans coming back with their PTSD. And it is where you are doing just light tapping on acupressure points. It's similar to acupuncture, but without the needles. So those particular points, there's a few of them that you do them on. And as you are tapping on those points, they're helping you release the blocks, the energy blocks in the meridians. And so you start with what it is that you are having, let's say if you're having a problem, say if it's stress. So you're just tapping and you're acknowledging that I have this stress. And you're working through the different points, tap, 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 tap. And then you're just, you know, wishing to release. I choose to release the stress. It doesn't serve me anymore, you know, and instead I'd like to feel calm, you know. So then tapping in what it is that you want instead, or to, you know, if you have doubts, then you're tapping away the doubts and then tapping in how you want to feel instead, you know, whether it's having trust in your life purpose. And also utilizing, I like to bring in some law of attraction principles with, as we align with what it is that we want, that then we will be in alignment with. So let's say if lifting our vibration to where we really want to be rather than in a lower vibration from the fear and the doubt and the worries, and or being in alignment with your true self, then the people who are meant to work with you, they'll be able to find you because you are vibrating at that level. You're both going to resonate with each other.
So on the webinar, do you actually show people how to do the tapping?
Well, I actually do this program on the telephone, but I do have, when people sign up for it, I have them watch a very short little video that shows how the tapping is done, the different spots that you do it. And I also have on my website, under Angelic EFT menu item, an EFT tapping points chart that I have that then people can print out, have in front of them, so they know exactly what little spots to tap on. And then I just lead them through it in each class. And I always let people know, don't get hung up on, am I on the right spot? You know, it doesn't really matter. Just go with the flow. Just get out of your left brain into your right brain and just listen to my voice and just let the magic happen.
How did you begin this journey, that bringing all this about for others?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's funny because I had been in the corporate world for, you know, however many years. And then I started getting interested in spirituality. And then I had my children and then was a stay-at-home mom. And so, you know, I became a Reiki master and I was, you know, a few different things. And as my children were young, you know, I was just loved reading the spiritual books. And as I was reading Doreen Virtue's books on angels, I found that my intuition was starting to blossom. And I decided, you know, okay, left brain, you know, that logical part of me that was in that corporate accounting world, you don't have to question and doubt anymore. Just go with the intuition, you know. So I found my intuition getting much stronger. And as I was reading one of her books, I was just getting that nudge from spirit that I got this feeling, I'm supposed to take her angel therapy practitioner course. And I couldn't understand how in the world am I going to do that with three little ones and, you know, the funds and all that kind of stuff. And so that started it. You know, everything worked out. My husband just happened to get a bonus in the exact amount of the program. And I said, okay, thank you, Spirit. You know, there's my sign. And it just went from there, taking different classes and courses and workshops and reading books and just trying new things and getting inspired and it just has evolved, like I said, you know, just following spirit, really, where spirit wants to take me.
I know when I first met you, you were starting to play with your own intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if your third child was born yet, your youngest one, when I met you. But each year I saw you blossom more and more and more. So you're really walk your talk about listening to your soul, believe me.
Thank you. And I find that as the more I do, and I have to tap on myself, you know, when I go into fear and doubt, you know, can I really show that part of myself and, you know, and that sort of thing. As I step more into like this work with helping people get out there, you know, with their gifts, that feels so good to me. And when I decided to really step into helping women, especially, you know, with that, it's like you step into the flow. You know, that's when things just started really falling into place. Things, instead of feeling like I was walking through mud so much, you know, things started flowing and more grace and ease. And it's been really, and it's something that then, you know, like I say, walk my talk. You know, I can teach that because I've lived that. I've done the struggling. I've done the thing where I've needed to replenish my spirit, you know, pushing too hard, you know, and where, you know, we live, we learn, we experience, we learn from our mistakes, and, you know, perhaps those things are all in our lives so that we can guide other people through it and help them, you know, as we're just a few steps ahead of them.
All right. Have you thought about writing a book?
Yes.
Well, Dan Millman's going to be giving a writing course in November. So anyway, but I just, you know, as you were talking, I could see a book.
Oh.
And do you have any particular story about someone, I mean, you don't have to name any names or anything, but someone that you got feedback from that they really started, tapping into their soul and made a huge, big difference. Is there any particular story you have about one of your clients?
Oh, let's see. Well, I wouldn't say that, you know, I've had any that have, you know, suddenly turned into Oprah, but the clients that, you know, I've worked with, you know, who, what I love to hear is when they are feeling so much more confidence, feeling like they can truly step into what they're meant to do. And actually taking those steps, or like when we're going through the 6-week program, you know, I like to have a private Facebook page so that we can all share, even though there may be some participants who participate through the recordings because they're in another country, you know, and they're in their nighttime when we're in our daytime. But they can still participate through postings on our private page, and where then people will share after we've done a particular, one particular call and we worked on something and done our tapping on that, and then they'll share that, you know, oh my gosh, I feel this shift and I've taken this step. It's taken me, you know, how long to ever feel I could take the step, and I took it so easily and it was so graceful, you know, and just the shift, it's that to me just feels so good that people are able to comfortably and gracefully start stepping into the flow and things start plunking into their laps, you know, where they'll share that too, where, you know, an opportunity or a resource just suddenly came out of thin air, you know, or whatever it may be. Those are the kinds of stories that I hear from clients where they feel like life is really starting to shift. You know, even if they're doing it more for a business, you know, for their business, if that's their gift, you know, but that it's also affecting their personal life as well.
From what I'm seeing, you actually have the ability to help people pull into the areas where they need the help. I mean, so it's kind of an intuitive thing, I think, where you can, and with the people in the class, and people are kind of saying, you know, that you have this ability to be really tuned in with them when they are with you, and I think that's a wonderful ability because it allows people to be able to relax and really get into what's going on, and they can feel it, and so they'll even open up even more. You know, that's a wonderful gift that you bring to what you're doing, and
thank you.
I'd love to share that because I'm seeing that's what's there.
Thank you, and I do. You know, have to credit, you know, Spirit and the angels, you know, being with me and guiding the process, where often, you know, the words that I'm saying as we're doing the tapping, you know, my little left brain goes, whoa, where'd that come from? How come I'm saying that? You know, and then I'll hear feedback later. When you said blah, 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 that was the thing that I needed to hear, you know, so I just trust that I'm being divinely guided.
That's definitely a beautiful gift.
Thanks.
And what your full name is? Mary Ellen?
Yes, Mary Ellen Divine.
Divine. Okay.
And
your website
Angelic
is...
Journey.
Okay, go ahead, Paula.
AngelicJourneys.com. So people should get on there because they can actually look at the tapping and see if that... is something that they want to do. I mean, they can, like, actually go onto your website and try the tapping on themselves and see if they resonate with that. And so your website's wonderful. You send out newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to sign up, you have an early bird sign-up, so if they want to sign up for your webinar, they can do that on your website, correct?
Yes. Under the in the menu bar, we've got the Tap Into Your Soul's Calling, and that's the page that talks about that 6-week program that's coming up. And yes, and as a matter of fact, this Friday, the largest discount expires. So that would be something, if you're interested, definitely jump on that. And then another discount will continue till the 14th. And there's bonuses, and actually one of the bonuses is a complimentary private session with me, so we can really dive deep into their own onion. So, yeah, it's been a really enjoyable process. And actually, if your callers are interested in signing up for my newsletter, you on the home page, you can find that you can receive what I call the Angelic Journeys Opening to Success Kits. And so you'll receive, actually, speaking of writing, I did write a chapter in a book, Angels Winged Whispers, which is an anthology of different chapters, and mine was on sacred ceremony with the angels. And so you'll get that, as well as an angelic EFT recording, so you can get a feel for that, and a sacred ceremony on opening to success. So, and then you'll get on my newsletter list then, too.
Well, thank you, Mary Ellen, for being with us today. So may your journey continue to grow.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here. I've enjoyed it so much, and I enjoyed listening to Dan Millman. Yes, I've been a fan of his for a while.
Well, thank you. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. You were listening to Mary Ellen Devine, and her website is angelicjourneys.com. Thank you, Paula, and we'll be with you next week.
Yes, and we had a great hour.